Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Auntie Orpha calling for Tom.
Good Lord, Auntie Orpha. What the heck? Time warp. It's 1997, and I'm doing late night radio at AM 1500 KSTP. And Auntie Orpha is a regular, two, maybe three times a week. And then she disappears 10 years later out of the blue, 6 minutes after noon, on a beautiful May day, 2008. She appears. Auntie Orpha, I thought for sure you had passed away. Thought you'd
not
gone
yet.
The way of Angel.
I haven't passed away. Not yet, Tom. Don't count me out.
Auntie Orpha, can you fill me in on what's gone on over the last decade with you? No, don't.
I've grown older.
You sound the same.
Well, that's nice.
Auntie Orpha, you were one of the original regulars on the old late-night broadcast, and like so many regulars, you just disappeared. It happens. People write me sometimes and say, hey, how come you're not having so-and-so on anymore? And I have to write them back and say, I don't have them on. They call. This isn't a prearranged deal. We're not sending checks to these people asking them to call. If they disappear, they disappear.
Right.
How many have disappeared over the years? How many people over the last 16 years who I used to talk to regularly have just faded away like old soldiers?
Yeah, but not me. I'm still out there.
Yeah, you're out there, all right.
Yeah.
You were out there in 98. Tell me, I believe the last time we spoke, you were living in Arizona.
Well, I still am. But, you know, I'm coming back to the Twin Cities. I have a condition, Tommy.
Yeah.
I want to be near my family, you know.
Oh, so it might not be long?
Till I'm back in the Twin Cities?
No, till you're in heaven.
That could well be. But I feel good. All I care about is how I feel good right now.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, Auntie Orpha? You got all these people dead in Myanmar. You got all these people dead in China.
I know.
You got these people dead in the south from these storms.
I know.
And then you think of your own. Then you think of your own death, which is a pretty big deal.
Well, not really, because I've lived a long time.
No, but when you're ready to die, say the night you die, and I'm assuming it's going to happen about 8:30, 9 p.m. somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's going to be a really. It's going to be a really big deal. I mean, death.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? What's it going to be like? Will you be conscious of it afterwards? What'll happen? What about the people you leave behind? All these thoughts rolling through your mind, and you think, there is no moment in my life like this. You take all the grand moments of existence from the time you were born on, and there's really nothing like this moment that's about to happen right here, and nothing's bigger. And then you pick up a newspaper, and it just happens by the thousands every day.
Yeah,
and it looks like nothing. It looks like just so many ants being crushed by a boot. And it's strange to fit those images together.
Well, isn't that for sure? But I figure it's the end of the journey here on this, in this life. And then there's a next life to come. That's when we start a new journey.
Hope so.
Which is quite uncertain, though.
Hope so. Hope it just goes on and even gets a little better.
I think so.
Auntie Orpha, why did you call today after a 10-year hiatus?
Finally, I've gotten matters taken care of. I always think about you. I have time, and I've been quite busy taking care of this and that, that and this and everything. Well, I was back to Minnesota last fall.
Uh-huh.
Great doctor, Benty. He's the best.
Do you mind if I ask what your condition is, Auntie Orpha?
I have cancer, I think, throughout my body.
Where did it start?
My uterus.
And it is, it has metastasized?
I had that removed. No, it spread.
It's everywhere?
I think so.
Well, what's the doctor say?
Well, I'm going for a test. I about concluded the test, so they will know more specific. That's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm. How old are you? Come on.
70, older than you.
Just a little. 70.
See, I can be your auntie.
Oh, yeah, easily. you sound in pretty good spirits.
Well, I feel good now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're great.
Well, go ahead.
When I come back to the Twin Cities, you know, near my kids and all, I'll be listening to you there.
Hey, Auntie Orpha, did you go through the whole chemo radiation business?
No, I haven't done that yet. Mm-hmm. That's the next thing, huh?
You going to do that?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I can put you in touch with somebody when you're back in town who is just a little younger than you, but can tell you a few things that you might want to do in addition to this other stuff. And she lives in Amory,
okay.
And she's been doing some pretty wonderful things for a lot of people in your condition.
Right.
You want me to hook the two of you up?
I sure appreciate that.
When you do in these environs, when are you coming back?
Possibly later this summer or early fall, probably August or September.
Yeah, I don't want to wait that long. I think I better hook you guys up by phone.
No, we'll see what the tests have to say. It may be much sooner.
Let me get your phone number off the air, okay?
You bet.
All right, well, you take care of yourself, and don't be a stranger, and I will call you off the air, all right?
I'm going to put you
on hold.
Okay.
All right, Ani Orfa. Good to hear from you.
Real good to talk to you, Tom.
I love
you so much.
Love you now.
I love you.
Okay. Well, I feel 10 years younger just talking to her. Where do these people go? If Ani Jean calls up, put her right on, Kyle. That would be another shocker. She sounded pretty rough 10 years ago when I talked to her last. But then she was still hitting the cigarettes pretty hard well into her 70s then. She'd have to be well into her 80s now. As I recall, she was also drinking quite a bit. Don't know if we have Ani Jean with us anymore. Lost Undertaker Fred, of course. All people who had good lives, though. Hello there, Paul. Old Paul.
There was a good song called Spring Is Here. Isn't it romantic? Do you know it?
The song...
Spring Is Here.
Spring Is Here is the name of the song, and it's romantic?
Isn't it romantic? Just being here with you.
Easy.
You know that lady that called?
Yeah, Ani Orfa.
Yeah. Maybe when she comes back, you and I and John can go out to lunch.
You want to hook up with her, don't you, Paulie?
No, but we have lunch.
Paulie! Come on!
You know.
I know what you're thinking, camper. You old dog.